What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 100 Gram Artist Podcast. My name is Thomas, and I'm your host, and thanks for tuning in. I'm joined, as usual, by, what should we say, international jet-setting playboy.
Yeah.
Jesse of No One Dies Forever.
Good to see you again, Thomas.
Yep, Jesse, good to have you back on, man. Good to be podcasting again.
Yes, on this nice, dark, fog-soaked night in lovely San Francisco.
Good old SF. It's all about riding the trolley car and crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. That's every day for us in San Francisco.
The streets calling to us.
That's, you know, right.
It's like its own language.
Yeah.
Trolley and bells.
Yep. Lots of...
Instead of verbs, they have trolley bells. And instead of adjectives, seagull squawks.
Yeah, it's a special city. You know, they say that you will leave your heart in San Francisco, like that song.
Yeah.
By,
I found that.
I don't know what we're talking about. This is terrible. Anyways, episode number 14. Here we are, guys. The big 1-4. Can you believe it? 14 episodes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the podcast tradition is on the 14th episode anniversary, the hosts exchange silver rings, right? I could be getting...
Nope.
You have one, right?
Let me just go outside and look for it. Car peeling out sound effect.
Yeah.
Old enough to be in high school.
Maybe, yes. Yes.
Episodes were years.
Right. And these are the awkward teenage years of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Starting to fool around with finger banging and...
Really? Were you finger banging?
No, fuck first? No.
Me neither.
I was a long way off from finger banging at 14.
I was about to be impressed. I remember it, like...
That just seems like the age everyone talks about finger banging and, like, you know, comedy routines and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to, you know, the idea of, like, doing things with chicks in your early teens is pretty cool, but... pretty unrealistic. Like, I remember when I was in junior high, we all knew, like, one or two guys who have had sex, who had sex, and they were like, whoa, that guy had sex with a woman, and everyone
think
was
of
like,
how cool it would have been to have had sex when you're like 14. You'd be like fucking king shit.
I think it's bad though, because I think you peaked too early, you know.
That's kind of true.
If like there were an attractive woman who at 13 were like, hey Thomas, let's just have sex, never mind about doing homework or any extracurricular activities, I would be like, yes. Yes. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, before I knew it, I'd be 50 at a bar alone, telling some stranger, you know, when I was 14.
Your best memory is of sexual memory is of a 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets kind of weird now I think about it.
You know who's fucking a lot I noticed in my high school? It was the drama kids and the kids who went to Jewish summer camp.
Really?
Those are drama class and Jewish summer camp is where the kids are really fucking early.
The drama kids were having a lot of sex at a young age?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I think of them as...
A lot of hot girls drama, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's very confusing.
That's how it was at my school, at least. I don't know. It might be different.
Yeah, I think of them as outcasts and weirdos. And
that's how it should be.
Let me quote Monty Python loudly in the Arboretum. You know, it's like, no one gets... Fuck you, you're hella annoying.
Well, there's an element of that, too. Not all the drama kids are in getting it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jesse... I've been putting a lot of thought and a lot of time into this podcast, because as you know, me doing this podcast with you every 2 weeks is my full-time job.
Yeah, I think that's evident in the quality of the podcast.
Right. So for the 2 weeks leading up to each podcast, I'm busy researching, preparing, writing, producing, you know, everything like that, nonstop. I have my staff of Jewish writers. I have my engineer, Dave, and I have my producer, Mel. Right.
Good old Mel with two M's.
Mel. but anyway, so Jesse, so I've been thinking about how I can improve this podcast.
I don't see how that's really, there's not a lot of room there.
But. Right. Well, every little bit counts, right? To get to the top, right?
That's what my grandpa used to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, your grandpa probably never thought of this genius idea. We need to hire a guy to do some drops for us, right?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. We need to
hire a guy with a nice voice.
Right. A guy with a nice voice. He can come in and do some cool drops like bringing in the hottest tunes. It's 100 Grand on Earth podcast or whatever.
I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, we'd get our writers to get him some good material. But so I was recently listening to another podcast. It's hard to, I mean, usually I just listen to our old podcasts on loop day and night.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to get a peek at the competition.
Right. I was peeking at the competition. It's not really competition. It's a bodybuilding podcast that I was listening to.
Cool. Lots of men grunting.
Well, it's like two guys who are bodybuilders and they talk about their bodybuilding and they
But they have some nice voices.
Yeah, they're pretty,
How's your arms, Darnell?
That's right, they shout the entire time. But, no, it's actually a podcast I very much enjoy. It's called Blue Collar Muscle Radio. And, so if you like bodybuilding podcasts, then check that one out. But, I think they have some good info on there. And if you're into, stuff like that, then check it out. But never mind those guys. At the beginning of one of their podcasts, I heard this ad, and it was for a competition where they had pro bodybuilders, where like pro bodybuilders were going to compete with regular body, like, you know, regular guys at a gym and see who could lift more weights or whatever, you know. And the event's called Bros versus Pros. And there's
that. Convenient.
Yeah, it's a nice rhyme. And there's an ad for it at the beginning of this podcast. And let me tell you something, Jesse. I think we found the voice of 100 Grand on My Wrist.
Oh, please tell me we're going to get to hear it.
Yes. So let me play that for you right now. RxMuscle.com proudly presents Bros versus Bros 18. The John Kemper Memorial Gym. Lots of sound effects, right? New Jersey on Saturday, December 14th
at 12 noon. Join IFBB Bros. It's like a notch below the real traffic. They try
to knock off every gym. It could be the same guy.
Or like the $3,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Prizes. Bros versus Bros 18 features the bench press and deadlift. A lot of sound effects going on. Do you hear the pulsing beat in the background?
Fucking gyms, always. Last year to support this end of the year extravaganza. This year's event will be bigger and better.
This event will be streamed live exclusively on RxMuscle.com. If you can't make it in, we gotta get this guy from the comfort of your own
home, laptop or cell phone. Yeah, I throw down.
Remember, yeah. Join us live. How much do you think this is a 1 minute advertisement? How much do you think it would cost him to do? For more information, just like 5 minutes of material.
Five whole minutes
of material.
Do we have to write 5 minutes worth of material for him?
Ooh, no. Better yet, let's have him read Moby Dick.
Yeah, there we go. I'm doing audiobook.
Yeah, with a pulsing beat in the background.
Call me Ishmael.
Well, I think like
I need more quotes from Dick.
no worries. I don't either. But yeah, what a beautiful advertisement, right?
I love it.
Yeah, and I think it went on like if it were like 10 seconds, then I think it'd be a fine advertisement. But it's just like too much energy and too much like voice changes going on for one whole minute that I'm like, wow, that's pretty absurd. Pretty much the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
It's gotta be hard to do read with that kind of force and energy for that sustained of a period of time.
There's no way he did that in one take. He was probably like, Bros versus Bros. Pause, and then he had to think about, okay, next I'm gonna say, come test your strength. Come test your strength. You know, so.
Hey guys, can we get another take on that?
So, anyways, I'm gonna track down that guy and I'm gonna get him to record some drops for us, and I will spend upwards of $20 on this. So
you need him to say a kind of catchphrase that you can slip into a conversation, you know, like a reoccurring.
Like what? Any ideas?
Sound, but no.
Okay, let me know. We got the whole show.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyways, so we're gonna hire that guy. But in the meantime, Jesse, I wanted to play you a song that I have taken to. It tickled my fancy, and I've It's come to quite, I'm trying to use.
Would you say you have a ticklish fancy, or would you say it's hard to tickle your fancy?
I would say everything we just said sounds pretty gay, and I'm gonna retract it all and say
word tickling always gets associated with so much fucking sexual. I feel like I can barely go around tickle a kid anymore. What about? I want to tickle a boy. I want to tickle a nice fresh-faced boy, and it's like, what? It's sexual because I'm making him laugh. I like to tickle boys sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
You're kind of leaving me hanging on this high five, Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, come on, society. I don't know, Jesse. I got.
This didn't get a big response at my comedy show, or at my best man speech.
Yeah. Why are you always bringing up tickling boys at every social event?
I'm just trying to show sometimes tickling can be an innocent thing.
I mean, come on. You're the best man toast. Your father's eulogy.
That's right.
Random people on the street. You can't be bringing up tickling boys in every event, okay?
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
All right, well, anyways.
Yeah, it's getting to the point. Not only can you not do it, you can't even talk about it anymore.
Ugh, what does their society come to? So PC, you know?
Yeah, whatever that stands for.
Piece of crap, if you ask me. Hey-o!
Yes. This piece of crap society. That's good, man.
Thank you.
Your improvisation game is really getting strong.
Oof. All right, we're going to do a 30-minute improv game.
Freeze.
As soon as you get done
playing. Now we're on a canoeing trip.
It'd be great to do an improv game for a podcast where it's just like acting out things with our hands, you know? Like, now we're rowing.
Jesse, improv really is the dorkiest.
Jesse's a tree now.
It's the dorkiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't
sometimes
have
any... I watch improv comedy. I was watching improv comedy on the internet the other day, and it became awkward, even though it was just me watching it. I was like, this is the dorkiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you know after they're done, they feel like they did something amazing. They're all giving each other hugs.
Okay, guys, we gotta play a game. And they're like talking to the audience at the beginning. It's like a fucking camp counselor or some shit.
Okay, give me an animal. No, not a turtle. Come on, give me an animal. No, not that animal. No, not a cat. Come on, give me... Yes, leopard. Okay, leopard. That's what I was looking for.
I went to an improv show when I was in Los Angeles with my friend, because his friends were going to it, and they took us to it, and he fell asleep in the middle of the show and started snoring. It was hilarious.
I recently went and saw former presidential candidate John Kerry speak.
Did you in person?
Yeah, and I fell asleep. It was a couple of years ago.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but I was like, well, that's why you didn't get elected, you know?
Yeah, he was a bore.
I mean, he seemed like a nice guy. I'm sure he had a good message.
Yeah, I saw him on some YouTube video talking about how he was believed that the FBI was fucking pumping crack into America, or the CIA or something. You know, whoever's supposedly responsible for that.
Oh.
John Kerry supports that theory.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
You
can't make it seem interesting enough, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess if you're boring, you gotta start saying weird shit.
Yeah, I mean, he even windsurfed. He was windsurfing, and that was boring.
Yeah, like, oh, yawn. Presidential candidate windsurfing.
I know, it was boring.
He windsurfed when he was running for president?
Yeah, remember?
No.
He talked about how he used to windsurf, and then he showed footage of him snowboarding.
I do remember him snowboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just back and forth, nice wide, boring turns.
Yeah, running for president is weird because you have to do things.
I don't want a president snowboarding. That seems off.
I want him to be stuffy and rich and think that he's better than everyone.
Yes.
Because he should be.
Yeah, it's that whole thing about how we need a genius, not a common man. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, Jesse, I want to play a song because this is a musical podcast.
Right. We've got way off topic.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. We could. Record the rest of our podcast in a sing-songy voice to fill the musical podcast voice category, but I think we should just play a rap music song.
Yeah, it's okay. Important to remember what we're all about here.
Right, can't forget our roots. We don't want to be accused of being sellouts by all the podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a song.
Yeah. Do it, no. Catch up game. Yeah. Do we get them in? Do we get them gone? I don't know. Ain't nobody ringing this phone. Do we keep it real? A lot of niggas fake. Yeah. Can he hustle? Do we send them out of state? Can he rap a brick? Do we sell kicks? Do we got it? Hell no, man. I ain't fucking with my mafia. You do it small time. Can you do it bigger? Do it bigger. If I need them right now, can you get them? CC, I push a hard line. I'm really trying to get it, y'all. Small time. Yeah, I be in the hood where the shots fire. Man, I hang with all killers, not your kind. So he said he had the plug on the bro. On the bro, I asked for a ticket. He ain't know. He ain't know. No, I don't get it. What you lying for? What you lying for? For real, you remind me of them hoes. Yeah, you got it or you don't. Or you don't. Don't fake, don't fake. Man, you wasting my time. That's what I hate. That's what I hate. Yeah. In a pool full of sharks, y'all bait. Y'all bait. $1,000 phone calls, what I make. We'll rob you niggas. Sell your shit for the low. For the low, get to shooting at you. There you go, there you go, you was never there. You ain't so shit. Talking like you got it, he ain't on shit. Do we get him in? Do we get him gone? Gone. I don't know. Ain't nobody ringing his phone. Do we keep it real? A lot of niggas fake. Yeah. Can he hustle? Do we send him out of state? Can he rap a brick? Do we sell kicks? Do we got it? Do we? Hell no. I ain't fucking with my mom. Nah. Do a small time. Yeah. Can you do it bigger? See, I do it. I need him right now.
I'm like, can a bitch do the splits on my dick? Can she? Better yet, can a bitch rap a whole brick? Whoa. Counting shits, my sleep schedule all fucked up. My pill look like he seen a ghost last time I re-up. Cause I don't double up, nigga, my triple up. I be drinking lean, fuck a double, I need a triple.
I'm sipping lean.
Don't need like I got 100 rounds on me. I ain't gon' miss, I'm a nail sucker. Can he turn 36 to 72?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm charging an extra stack if I don't know you.
For real.
Do we really think he fucking with the young blood? He tried to get over. So I taught him up. Cash heel, that's all I rap. Fuck rap, I still ain't seen a paycheck. So I'm selling kicks, my son need kicks. Play with my pleasure front door, get kicked. Nigga.
Do we get him in? Do we get him gone?
Gone?
I don't know. Ain't nobody ringing his phone. Do we keep it real? A lot of niggas fake.
Yeah.
Can he hustle? Do we send him out of state? Can he rap a brick? Do we sell kicks? Do we got it? Hell no. I ain't fucking with my mafia. You do it small time. Can you do it bigger?
Do it bigger.
If I need him right now.
Alright, there you go. So that was the new track from CW Da Youngblood featuring Bugatti Young, and it was called Do He. And that's off CW Da Youngblood's new mixtape called You N-Words Cannot Rap Better Than Me. Hashtag swear to God.
Swear to God.
So that's a handful of a mixtape title.
Yeah.
But
it works for me.
Yeah, I mean, it gets across the point that you personally cannot rap better than CW Da Youngblood.
There's a good chance you can.
Yeah, I mean, I know we can't. Well, that's actually, Jesse's actually a really good rapper.
I am a really good rapper, but not as good as CW Da Youngblood.
Yeah, you can't. You don't have like 30 mixtapes out.
That's right. Not nearly as much material.
You put out 35 solid mixtapes, and then we'll talk, Jesse.
Okay.
You put out one good album, right? That's all you have to your credit.
Yeah.
And I have.
Well, not even an album, really.
How many songs was it your release?
Like five songs.
Five songs.
But one is just Jam Jam Jam, which is just me saying Jam Jam Jam. Really
Listener, do yourself a favor and go back to the Christmas podcast. I don't remember what episode it was, but it's the Christmas podcast when we had... What's his name? NyQuil.
That crazy fucker.
NyQuil of Cobra Swag in here, and we played a song from Jesse's album, and it's pretty fucking dope. It's about Mrs. Claus and etc. So do yourself a favor, go check that out.
And while you're at it, check out CW the Youngbloods new tape.
Oh yeah,
it makes a good double feature.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Listening experience.
In fact, you brought and we both brought a song from the new mixtape for this show. Let me play that song in the background while we continue to talk.
Okay.
And the song that you brought is called "Fuck N-word."
Yeah, yeah, fucking N-word. I like to say it with the asterisk, Thomas. I like. N asterisk 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 asterisk.
Oh, I would include the A personally.
N asterisk asterisk asterisk.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on one second.
Fair enough. Teach his own.
All right. So, anyways, Jesse, I understand we have some sponsors for today's show.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
We're gonna read it over the song.
Yeah. Why not?
That's an interesting technique.
No. Right. No, you're right.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the song.
I have something to say if we want to. Wait a minute.
Go for it.
Okay, I've come up with a good impression of a guy with a small penis watching porn with his girlfriend. Do you want to hear it?
That's relatable, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Alright, let me prepare. Okay. I don't know if I can do it with this rap song in the background.
Yeah, it's hard to do. It's hard to do with the rap song.
It's hard to do. I'm sorry. Well, anyways, this is another song that's good. I'm going to stop the song.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Stop the song. All right. Here's my...
It's to show how music affects our emotions, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Puts us in a whole different zone sometimes.
What an interesting point. Okay, here we go. Small guy, guy with a small penis watching porn with his girlfriend. What? Oh, that is not real. Oh, can you believe? No, no. His penis is not that big. That's clearly CGI. They clearly CGI'd it. Nobody's penis is that big. That is not real. Look at her. She's pretending like it feels good. No, no. No girl would enjoy a penis that big. That would just feel uncomfortable, right? That wouldn't even feel good. Fake, fake. This is fake. This is fake. Let's turn this off.
There that is spot. That's the best impression on this podcast yet.
Thank you.
You've had a lot of good ones.
Thank you. I've been working on it a long time.
It's like what a critic is, basically. You're being like the voice of a critic.
Yeah, yeah. Not based on my real life, I tell you that much. Ha 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 ha. Anyways, there you go, Jesse.
Mighty fine work there.
Thank you, thank you. So, sponsorship.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, until we get the bodybuilder guy in, I guess I will be reading sponsorships again this week.
Yeah.
First up, we are brought to you by stamps.com.blogspot.com. For up-to-date news and commentary about stamps.com. I personally check it every day to see if we have our stamps.com sponsorship yet.
And?
Nothing yet.
Oh.
Next, Internet City Smoke Shop.
Ooh.
Who likes waiting in line at the smoke shop? Get all the cigarettes, blunt wraps, Scarface posters, and airsoft guns you need delivered right to your doorstep. Use the code 100 grand on my wrist, yeah, life sucks pod. For a free digital scale.
So easy.
Yeah.
Wait, do they have blacklight posters?
They sure do.
Oh, thank God.
They got blacklight posters with mushrooms on them.
Ones with aliens smoking weed?
Aliens smoking weed. Aliens with cargo pants on and beanies smoking weed.
Ones with Bob Dylan? Or Bob Marley, rather?
There's no Bob Dylan. Of course.
Bob Marley, okay, thank God.
Of course.
Can you name...
Chant Down Babylon with your... I don't know, that doesn't make sense.
I can't name more than like one Bob Marley song. Can you? You probably can't because you went to a hippie college.
Yeah, they were pretty... they listen to Bob Marley at every college.
Okay. I guess. Not at my college. Yeah, my college was all Asian people.
Yeah.
And they have better things to do with their time than smoke weed and listen to Bob Marley.
I'm not the biggest fan of reggae myself. Bob Marley's music.
Jesse, do your reggae gunshot sound effect.
Bruh! Bruh!
There you go. That's what it sounds like when
that's what Jamaican made guns sound like when they shoot you.
That's right.
They being a Baki boy.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I know my way around Jamaican culture. And I'll listen to a lot of reggae, but you know I'm experienced. I watch a lot of Rick Steves and stuff.
Ooh, of course.
Okay, this podcast also brought to you by Kiss a Garbage Man Day.
Mm.
This February 20th, get up nice and early, wait by the trash can with a daisy and a handful of carefully cut plastic six-pack rings, as is tradition. And when the garbage man comes around, throw your gifts into the garbage and give him a nice big kiss on the lips for the good of society.
Oh, wonderful. What day is that?
This is February 20th. Now, I know you may think... I'm sure what you're about to say is that some people don't have garbage delivery on February 20th.
Garbage pickup. Yeah.
Garbage pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And delivery. That'd be a useless service.
Here to deliver your garbage. This is the
Thanks,
worst.
Hank.
But yeah, no, not everyone will have garbage pickup on that day.
They will on the 20th, though.
Okay.
They're going to be hitting everyone.
Okay, all right.
So
that makes sense.
Just be ready for it.
Yep. Is that a, I wonder if that day is a burden or it's a nice time for the garbage man.
Oh, they enjoy it, I'm sure.
Right, but they have to do seven times.
Kissing gals on the lips, you know.
Yeah, but they have to do seven times the work they normally have to
do. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but a little kiss will go a long way. It's like cocaine or something.
Very true.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Truckers will hire a woman to sit in the seat, and every time they start to get tired, just have her give them a little kiss on the lips.
Mm.
Keeps them going.
Wonderful. Probably more than a kiss on the lips, though, for truckers.
Jeez.
I used to work with a trucker.
It's a little
dark. Yeah, sorry. I used to work with a trucker.
Okay.
When
I see what you're saying.
No. When I worked in a warehouse, and he took a liking to me, and he was a real burly man, and he would tell me about...
I'm interested.
He'd be like, hey.
Warehouse burly trucker.
And this is when I was living in North Carolina, and he's like, hey, Thomas, you gotta come with me to this truck stop in Virginia. It's the best. They got every type of whore you could ever want.
They
got the Asians. They got the blacks. They got the Mexicans. Anything you want. And they're cheap, too. And I was like, this is weird.
Sounds like a chill guy.
I don't want to go to a truck stop with you and have sex with multi-ethnic women. It just seems weird. Like, I feel like he'd be watching me the whole time.
Yeah, there's not a lot of privacy at those truck stop prostitutes, I bet.
Yeah, he ended up getting fired. The end. It's my slice
well,
of
Well, if you're out there still driving down that crazy highway of life, then take a detour if you're ever in San Francisco, and you can bless us with some vocal work.
Yes.
I was sure it was a roundabout.
Yeah.
Way to say nothing.
I don't remember his name. He got fired, and I never heard from him again.
I'm going to say Keith.
I'm going to go with Ken.
Ken, that's good. Yeah. That's
Stay with the K's. Stay with the K's.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, Jesse, what do you say we play another song?
All right, there's one more sponsor, though.
Oh.
This is funny enough to merit.
No, I'm sorry.
Last sponsor, Otto's Outdoor Comedy Club.
Okay.
Sorry if we're a little too dark for you.
Oh. Man,
get that shit
Do out. They, let me ask you about Otto's. I've never been there myself, the Outdoor Comedy Club. Do they have a outdoor PA system, or do the comedians just have to project?
They mostly just get loud comedians.
Okay.
I'll give them a little cone-shaped device, but it's not powered by anything. It just sort of helps project, you know, in the same way you yell through a traffic cone.
Right. Wonderful.
But they keep everything going nice with a nice 5-drink minimum.
Nice. I like it. Have you ever seen outdoor theater before? I know we keep bashing on this is like the show where we bash on theater.
Revenge on all those drama kids for fucking all the girls back in the day.
That's right, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
But yeah, outdoor theater. Have you witnessed it?
Yeah. I saw Importance of Being Earnest with my family in outdoor amphitheater near College of Marin.
I have seen some outdoor.
Or the Mountain Play. You ever been to the nice Mountain Play?
No.
That's a nice Mount Tamalpais, Marin County tradition.
Okay.
Do a little musical.
I don't go to Marin, so.
Okay. Disdain for Marin is fucking well trodden.
Yeah, I know. Can you stop bringing up your roots in every podcast? Jesus,
there's
a lot
going on there.
Yeah.
Let's hear about your outdoor amphitheater story, fucking Bumblefuck, California.
You got me there. I grew up in Bumblefuck, California. I keep asking the mayor, why don't we change our city's name? And he's like, it is what it is. It's what the Indian tribes used to call it back in when it was founded, right?
Now they're split up into two. There's East Bumblefuck and West Bumblefuck.
Yeah, do not go to East Bumblefuck, I'll tell you that much. It's like East Palo Alto.
Over there. Yeah.
It's like East Palo Alto and regular Palo Alto.
That's right.
Outdoor.
Let's hear about your outdoor theater experience.
I was just gonna say outdoor theater is gay, basically.
No.
Well, I was just gonna say like all theater in general, I find it very odd and not believable because they're always projecting to the audience while they're talking, and like facing the audience, like, "Honey, what is wrong? Can I help you?"
I love it. I like going to a musical. I went to a nice musical the other week, and that is just actors just project. It's great. It's like actors admitting that they're fruity actors and just fully embracing it. Just being, I love it.
Yeah. It makes me think. Yeah. And then, like, you randomly break out in a song and no one questions what's happening.
Oh, it's great.
You know? Yeah, I like the idea of there being, like, an outdoor theater guy just out in regular life, you know? Like, you're just talking to him. Like,
he's always gesturing broadly.
Yeah, like, hey, John, what's going on? Oh, surely you jest about that. I'm like, John, why are you talking? Who are you looking at? What's going on?
That would be a fun guy.
Well, let me tell you something, mister.
No way! I can't believe she said that!
So, yeah. Be a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, that could be a character that visits the podcast.
That could be fun.
Mm. Well, what do you say, Jesse? We play another musical song?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, actually, Jesse, I have a couple songs that I want to talk about from a particular artist. And let me give you a little intro here. A couple shows back, we were talking about E the Turf Lord.
Right.
Who was the rapper...
Turf Boy Fresh.
Yeah, that's right. Who's from Louisville, Kentucky, who made a very Bay Area rap sounding album. And I loved it. It's a great album.
Yeah, I've been listening to it actually since then. It's a great,
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. That's wonderful. Yeah, I really like it a lot. And I recently discovered that he has a friend named the homie Jai, I guess.
Wow, also from Louisville?
Also from Louisville, Kentucky. Also signed to Showboat's label, Mactown ENT.
Cool.
And
what's the ENT stand for?
Ear, nose, and throat.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Turns out Showboat's a doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor.
No way.
So that's the name of his practice, Mactown.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a fun way to integrate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta plug your business. So, anyways, the homie Jai is his name. J-A-I. I don't know. Maybe the J is silent, and it's just I.
The homie I.
I'm really not sure.
Hi.
And the only time he says his name in any of the songs, he just spells. He's like, I'm the homie J-A-I.
That's always confusing.
So I'm like, oh.
I was confused with Mr. Fab for a long time.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Younger years. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to say?
Is it F-A-B or...
I'm so embarrassed to talk about it out loud.
Well, good thing nobody cares about him anymore, so you don't have
Thank
to worry
God.
About that.
Yeah, I can call him whatever the fuck I want now.
Yeah, everyone's like, who's that? I don't remember. What's Hyphy? I don't understand. Anyways, the homie Jai, he's E the Turf Lord's BFF. They're so close, in fact, that they share a Facebook page.
No way.
Yeah, if you look up Either Turf Lord on Facebook, it's Either Turf Lord and the homie Jai. And they're both from Kentucky. They're both BFFs. And so the homie Jai, we'll call him, put out a mixtape recently. I think it's called like Shark Business. And it's strictly about shark related business. So
he owns a shark business?
Yep. But SHARK is an acronym for I don't know what.
The acronyms.
Stealing hoes and...
That would be a fun name for a rap group from Akron. They call this the acronyms.
The acronym. I feel like that's probably like a improv group right there.
Yeah, that does sound more like an improv
group. Hey guys, group. We're the acronyms. Okay, I need
to want to hear a great... Here's a great name I thought of for an improv troupe.
Okay.
The other day. I tried to get a list going, but I couldn't think of any other good ones.
Okay.
Take two suggestions and call me in the morning.
That's good. I like it.
It's good, right?
Should we start an improv group?
Might be worth it. Just for that.
All right, let's do it. We're going to start a guerrilla improv group. We're going to do improv in the streets where nobody expects us, and everyone will be annoyed by our presence. And then we'll film it and put it on YouTube.
Get thousands of views.
And we'll have lots of shots of bystanders looking confused or surprised by what we're doing.
But we won't let anything get us down.
That's right.
That's the main key to improv. Not letting anything get you down.
That's right. Okay, the homie Jai. So let me play...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Homie Jai.
So yeah, let me play you a song right here, and then we'll come back and talk.
Stay slapping like Nike all through the night. On my hype, pushing coke white. You beats better get it right. He gon' keep it mobbed in it. 5300% my cut fee. Authentic, no cut, no gimmicks. I'm so really real. Mouthpiece, dumb ice. So nice, gave it chills. Max sauce heavy on it. Yeah, bitch, I'm him. Baddest thing on 2 feet. Sharking hard for him. Turfed out, no dice. Girl, you better step it up. Get up on a nigga, though. I'll show you how to turn it up. I'ma get you to the masters right now. You turn down. Tryna get your triples up. Bitch, you gotta break the town like whole class. Get down and be all about your fatty. You can be my bottom thing and run it back to daddy. 36 and cabby. Bitch, I'm so dope. And I live by the code, though. It's all on the hope. Yeah. I lace her with some game and take over her brain. Then I put her on a train, strapped with two things. When she touch down, I'ma break them down to zips. Or I might sell them both and make a quick flip. Whichever way I choose, I will not lose. Up early making moves while your ass snooze. Laid up and pillow talking with your side bitch. While your main thing is out here trying to get me rich. Right up under your nose, but you can't smell nothing. You too busy popping pills and tooting powder, cousin. See, you's a borderline junkie, lightweight, flunky. Fuck your homeboys, your bitch niggas better jump me. Cause 101, you don't stand a chance. You really don't wanna dance. You niggas gon' need more than an ambulance. Shark living don't turn up, we bite down. And we good everywhere, even in your town, nigga.
Game, two cups, cocaine. about what up, counting up in that mousse, all red shoestring, silly in that bar, man. Brown some baked goes, red and green, Gucci double G. Stamp like a whole key, certified seal, rap like a whole thing. I am 36 for real. Corn wheels, windmill, and the money turn with it. Like, oh, what a feeling when you touch a quarter million. I am cocaine driven, what I drive look like cocaine. $1 million vision, wood grain, Cartier frame. Right wrist, PLJ, what you know about it? Automan, PKs, Balenciaga, straight shocker. Couple dollars on your collar, let the hammerheads handle that. Texas A&E, chopper sounding like a marching band. Damn. Goddamn bitch, take a look, I let the clip ride like the beat when the beat cook.
There you go, Jesse. That's the homie Jai, and that's how they let the beat ride.
They sure did. A lot of empty space in that song.
Well, you know, they're letting the beat ride, and it's a good beat. So I say right away. And
it is a good beat, but I would prefer less riding.
Okay. Well, E the Turf Lord was on that song, and so was some guy named VS, which. Which stands for vaginal symptoms. Anyways, so yeah, it's a lot of nice laid back mobbish beats on here. But I think the star of the show is the homie Jai's actual raps, because he's either the best rapper ever or the worst rapper ever. And I can't decide. And I don't think that song in particular really showcases his unique vocal rapping talents.
All right, well, let's decide right now.
Yeah.
Is he the best?
Or is he the worst? I'm leaning towards the former. I'm just going to let you know right now. So I have one song in particular that I want to play, because I want to play his verse here. So let's listen to his verse and... listen to it carefully, Jesse. No dicking around while I play this.
I will. I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay, close your eyes and let me know if this is the best verse or the worst verse. And there is a right and a wrong answer, FYI.
Usually get those wrong.
Okay, here we go.
We'll see.
Okay, here's the intro. Lovely little... the beat is great. Some pianos and a little synth whining away. Yeah, it's nice, right? Oh, Jesse's eyes are closed.
And I can't hear what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. No worries.
It's hard.
So here's the hook. So feel free to not focus at this one. Nope, Jesse still in the zone. He's doing the T-bow right now. He's not even thinking. Okay, well, it's just me talking alone now. So that's what's going on. The name of the song is Not a Rapper. And here is the homie Jai's verse.
You want a hot 16, nigga, here you go. If it ain't enough, I got 14 more. Oh, thought I was talking about some rap shit. No, talking about peeling your cap, bitch. Please miss me like my dick bitch's jeans say. Fuck a studio session, I'm on the E-way. Trying to move kicks quick like
Eastway. He's really in the zone right now.
And I'm on a bitch's heels like Andale. So you count bars and right hooks, cool.
Cool.
Well, I count stacks and make chucks. In the booth, punching in and I'm punching out. Bitch, niggas like you run it fucking out. It ain't hard to tell that I come from a G-era. And it's obvious you should be wearing mascara. I ain't fucking with weirdos or you weird hoes. You motherfuckers is undercover like plain clothes, nigga. I'm a D-spot.
Okay, there you go. Jesse, I'm gonna stop the song real quick. Okay, all right, yeah, I was talking a little bit. You were let me just begin by saying, Jesse, I've never seen you in a zone like you were right there. It was pretty incredible.
I was taken away to the movie in my mind.
Swept Away.
Directed by Homie Jai.
The Homie Jai. Well, Jesse, I want to hear your thoughts.
I liked it.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, it's not, I don't think he probably slaved away over those verses for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's like, hey, fuck you. You know? Yeah. Get out of here.
I like the way he raps. He, like, very, he
keeps it simple, you know. You'd go to him to advice and be like, go, do this. Stop being a bitch or get the fuck out. Stop doing this. Do this.
Yeah. He's very clear, his voice, and he, like, pronounces his words very well.
Yeah.
And, I like the part where he says, you write verses and make hooks cool while I something something
yeah. That was good.
And then I like the part when
East Bay reference
that the fun. East Bay moving kicks and the part
is kick slang for something, or was he actually just talking about he's selling shoes?
No, like kicks I think are drugs or something. I don't fucking know.
Kicks is drugs.
Yeah, everything is drugs, right? Like, you can say any white female celebrity and it's understood as cocaine, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got that Renee Zellweger.
You know? Got that Helen Mirren.
That's right. Yeah. I think
Helen... Dame Judi Dench.
But, what's the other part I really like is when he starts talking about, like, dropping bars and then he's like, oh... Y'all thought I was talking about some rap shit? No. I'm talking about peeling your cat, bitch.
Yeah.
So that's... I'm not even gonna lie. I've been listening to that verse only. Like, pretty much nonstop the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
I've listened to that verse only for the last... probably, like, I would say at least 24 times.
Has it affected your dealings with people? Do you find yourself a little more no-nonsense?
Yeah.
Sort of, you know... Being sassy to authority.
I am quick to let people know that I'm not a rapper. So yeah. You know, rap music's weird because we discussed this a little bit, Jesse, off mic.
Yes.
It's the only genre of music where all people do is claim that they are not making... They are not one who makes the type of music that they are actively making.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like... all rappers love to claim that they are not really a rapper. They're really kingpin drug lords.
Yeah, I just happen to do this.
Yeah, I'm like, oh. Some
dude. I don't even like playing guitar that much.
Yeah, like, you don't see guys like, I'm not really a rocker. I just play good. Because I think, I guess the perception is if you are only doing rap music with your life, then that's sad and pathetic, which is true.
That might be so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a good message after all.
But if you're just selling drugs, that's not that cool either.
But there's also nothing dorky about putting effort into your raps.
That's right.
Maybe there is.
Yeah.
Maybe there is.
Yeah, it's a weird genre of music because trying hard is not really... it's kind of frowned upon.
Yes.
You know, and if you look at something like death metal, it's like, oh, did you hear how technical this guitar riff was? It is so... it plays in 7/8 timing. Can you believe that? I'm like, well, that doesn't make it enjoyable, but I suppose it's impressive. So,
it's all about making the least catchy song difficult to play as possible.
Yeah. It's like, they have to practice 18 hours a day just to master this. And then you listen to it and like, well, this sounds like garbage.
Yeah. I've been trying to make myself enjoy metal recently.
Oh.
I feel like I want to like it, but I'm having trouble getting there.
That was all I listened to as a young buck.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, like death metal and hardcore and all that stuff. And then I think...
You don't fuck with that stuff anymore?
Well, I think as life goes on, you become less angry at the world and more... like apathetic, you know, just like, well, fuck it, everything sucks, but oh well, you know.
Yeah, but it isn't always nice to just hear someone yell, you know.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I mean, I can still listen to it sometimes, but it used to be like strictly what I listened to.
Yeah,
like if anyone was like actually singing, I was like, nope, no thank you.
This is not how I feel.
This is not my style. But now I listen to rap music and I like it when it's either angry or sad. Yeah,
those are the two. That's what I listen to music, rap music for. Or, anger and sad. They do anger and sad better than any other genre.
Yep, yep. Or it's super catchy. I still like that. If they can make a catchy rap song, then I'm all in, you know?
No, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm down with catchy any genre.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good stuff. There you go. So yeah, the homie Jai. Check him out. He's not really a rapper, but I guess he recorded some songs just for kicks. when he was not busy moving kicks.
Yeah.
Right, like East Bay. The name of the mixtape, it's available for free download. The homie Jai and it's Shark Business. And Google it and download it and enjoy and thank me later. So, anyways, enough music talk. What is this, a music podcast? Jesse, I hear you have some beautiful words to share with us.
I do. Usually, as you know, I've been doing the dating advice these last couple weeks. Become right. Sort of a fan favorite, reoccurring segment on the podcast.
People have been loving it.
They have. Yeah, that's usually the first part of the segment. We talk about how much people have been loving it.
Yeah, should we talk about that for 5 minutes?
Yes, sure.
I open my mailbox. I'm flooded with mail. Everyone's saying I love it.
By truck. By messenger pigeon. By car. By sleigh.
I'm getting faxes. I don't even own a fax machine.
Right. Right and right.
Yep.
But anyway, so this time I thought, I've been giving you a lot of advice. I thought, now in this romantic time of year, I'd mix it up with Valentine's Day coming up. Ooh. I thought I would share with you guys a Valentine's Day story from my own past in poem.
Wow, that sounds beautiful. I didn't think about the fact that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. In fact, the next podcast we're going to do is going to be after Valentine's Day.
Yes, I figured I might have to get in my Valentine's Day segment in on there. And, you know, I thought maybe I could talk about gifts to get for Valentine's Day and where to go on dates. But we've already covered that in past segments. We've talked about where to go on dates, what kind of gifts to get a girl. So, you know, just use that. Go back to the old podcast. Use that for Valentine's Day. You know, get her some Necco shit, you know?
Yeah.
Girls love Neccos.
What are Neccos? Stuff.
No, it's Necco heart, the hearts. It's like the really shitty candies that are like hearts, or they have Necco wafers too that are also fucking horrible. They taste like chalk.
I know if there's one thing the ladies love, it's wafers.
Yeah.
Yes. Am I right, fellas?
Nice, tasteless, British style sweets.
Ugh. But yeah, so you have a poem.
I have a poem about a story of love found, lost, all that, and on Valentine's
Day. And this is based on a true story in your life.
Right.
Okay.
It's called A Valentine's Day Poem.
Wonderful.
My vacation in Sioux Falls had left me with blue balls. Mm. I was about to go insane. Ready to call it quits on my long search for tits and unable to jerk on the train. But then I pulled in to the city of Sid. My cool friends and I call it Frisco. I gathered my bags and my bucket of rags, and I asked a kid, where do the kids go? I don't know, said the kid. Fuck off, man. And I did. And regretted behaving so creepily. I ran off the train and bumped into a dame who turned around slowly and sleepily. And then came the shock to my face and my cock. My whole world spun around when I saw her. She was shaped like a pear, with a glint in her glare, and the nose of a coked out Bill Maher. She smelled like a sink, and her ears were all pink from the hardships of sleeping outside. I started to cough, then the girl cut me off and said, hey, can you give me a ride? I said, what can you pay, in an interested way, to make sure that she had the idea. She said, $10, and we definitely won't fuck, because I'm sick and I've got diarrhea. Okay, I said, deal, if you take the wheel. I'm much too drunk to drive right now. She said, that's fine. I ate one box of wine earlier, but I'm a really good driver. And so we sped away on that Valentine's Day, unsure what the future would hold. We laughed and we yelled, because we lived like we smelled. Bad, alcoholic, and bold.
Wow.
So, what is the lesson? Well, son, here's the blessing. She eventually did touch my penis. But she took all my stuff, all my beer, all my snuff, and ran off with a man from Bolinas. But I won't soon forget the sweet smell of her sweat and the raspy, wet sound of her laugh. I still feel she's near when I sip on my beer, reminisce, and jerk off in the bed.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah. That is lovely, Jesse. Nice that is wonderful.
Nice Valentine's Day story. Thank you, Thomas.
That is so nice. Jesse, let me just say, you are quite the talent. That is lovely.
A little heart warmer for this cold winter weather.
We should have done that at the beginning of the podcast, I feel. You know, that would have hooked in the listener.
You always hook them in with a poem. Right. That's what's killing it with the kids these days.
That's right, yeah. All the young kids, they love poetry. That was beautiful, Jesse. Thank you so much for bringing such a lovely poem. And happy Valentine's Day, listener. I hope you pick up a strange woman who smells odd and do weird things with her. That's what I wish for you for Valentine's Day.
I also wish that for you, listener.
Wonderful. Well, Jesse, I realize I've been a little selfish with the music we've played in that we have only played songs I have brought.
You played a little bit of...
one song you brought and then we stopped. And yeah. I said, nope, this doesn't... I can't.
Yeah.
But
I didn't bring that many songs this time around.
Oh, no worries. Well, Jesse, is there a song of yours that we should play?
Sure.
Okay, what you name it.
Let's play Couple Real Ones by Mozzie.
Okay, Couple Real Ones with a Z by Mozzie with two Z's.
Ooh.
Nonfiction. Israel in the field I come from, nigga. Show a picture house with the C4. Have a crash dummy pamming on your screen door. If you ain't with it, what you in the streets for? It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. Bagging up the shit, a nigga trying to get off. Click fresh home on parole, try and get off. And for a small amount of dough, and knock your lid off. Hop back in the low, then skid off, spin off. And when the shit kick off, we don't shit talk. I just let my shit talk, I don't let my bitch talk. Nah, unless the trick call, answer when the click call. Honey, something missed calls, real nigga shit y'all. Fuck the white people for believing what the bitch saw. Every firearm in our possession get discharged. Whole generation upstairs or on the pin yard. Count dirty money, only thing to get my dick hard. Suckers try to look hard, it don't even look right. It's when he with that bitch, nigga, that ain't what it look like. Suckers try to look hard, it don't even look right. When he seen that dick, nigga, that ain't what it look like. The shoe man shanked the kicks on the whip early. 2-6 about the chips, I know your bitch heard me. The 4-5 hug my hip, me in the chop, Mary. Gone side, don't slip or you can get buried. Attach paper till my pockets slump like camels. I throw a R's at the camera when they photo shoot. Flow the coupe through the city like I own a hoe. She pay me dough around the clock, pimping on a hoe. Dope boy kicks, you gotta scrape the pots, resi. Broke scale, eyeball to yell, a raw measurement. My granny's blow house by the meat market, Washington, yep. The beach start. We slide at the mad cow's oxygen. A whole show for me through the hood, us, I'm presidential. If this chopper call your name, I never miss you. Remember, work is for the workers, gangsters rock the pistol. Fuck it, ball guard the paper, ref, blow the whistle.
On the game, my game cold like the Antarctic. Go against the grain and red stains, gon' be on the carpet. We your army, when it's wartime, we all marching. Military mind to get popped like a blue dolphin. Money is motive, I'm a gator like Noah. Pushing packs of Coca-Cola, I ain't talking about soda. Mr. 916, I'm a sack King Cobra. Got more game than a nigga 30 years old. If you sleeping on me, I'll wake you up like folders. Fresh dunk in a boulder, flipping hoes like Coda. Pull a hitter like Sosa, hit a nigga with the toaster. Hit a nigga with the poster, night food for the vultures. It's so simple, do my dirt in a rental mouthpiece. So flawless like I'm fresh out the denim wall. In a hoe, mental high rap, Macamental class, city finest, leave his brains hanging off the window.
Nigga, show up at your house with the C4. Have a crash dummy pamming on your screen door. If you ain't with it, what you in the streets for? It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more. It's a couple real niggas, but we need more.
All right, there we go. That was Mozzie. And Jesse, tell me about that song that you brought in there.
That was a couple real ones off the Tonight Show with Mozzie album.
Yeah, Mozzie. And that,
yeah, I can't remember how. I think I heard about Mozzie because, what's his name on Twitter.com?
Twitter.com? Not familiar.
Twitter.com, the website. F.Sanchez, Twitter user F.Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's tweeting a lot about Mozzie.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded his Tonight Show album, and pretty good from what I've heard.
Yeah, I believe he's from Sacramento, and I believe that I posted about him in my follow-up Sacramento rap, mega post. Where I put up a Sacramento rap post way back in the day, and I was like, here are some Sacramento rappers, and here's what's going on with them. And then I got like over 50 comments, people like,
oh, I've read those comments.
Fuck
yeah.
You. How come you didn't include this rapper? You don't know anything about Sacramento rap. And I did a follow up post, like, I don't know, like 6 months to a year later, where I went through the comments and looked at all those rappers, and for the most part, it was very depressing and not in a good way.
I bet.
Yeah, but Mozzie was one of the rappers that people pointed out, who's actually really good. So
he's good, yeah.
I'm glad he's getting the exposure through the Tonight Show albums. And the other song that you brought, Jesse, has what I think is the best rap song title I've ever heard.
Yes, I was gonna play this, but I couldn't remember the title. So.
Right. And what is it, Jesse?
The title, oh man, now I was hoping you were going to say it.
Nope.
The title is Wet Woozy Wop'em and Wally.
Wet Woozy Wop'em and Wally.
Wet Woozy Wop'em and Wally.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. I like it. Lots of W's. Well, good stuff. Good old Mozzie. Alright.
Yeah, more like Wazzy.
Yeah, more like, whoa, what? Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
That'd be a good mixtape name.
All right, well, Jesse,
before
we go, I've been, you know me, I love to do comedy, right?
Yeah,
I'm a comedy, I'm all about comedy, right?
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to develop an act, you know, doing open mic at this show and that show.
That's how you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm developing a very unique, comedy persona, right, that I take on, right, when I do my show. It's nothing like I am now, nothing like we are here just chit-chatting, you know. I gotta become a whole new person to keep the audience engaged, right? As an edgy comedian, right?
If dude, that's your choice, yeah.
Yeah, that's my choice, to be edgy, because it's an angle no comedian has ever taken before, right? Very unique angle.
Yeah.
So I thought if you guys don't mind, maybe I could practice some of...
You're saying you're not going to do jokes about like how religion is good.
Right, right. I'm going to challenge your religious views, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So if you don't mind, let me do a little comedy for you guys. And, let me just start by saying, you know, it's a work in progress, obviously. If you're paying me $25 with a 2-drink minimum, of course I'd bring my A game. This is just me working out my material, right?
Yeah, it's like a small space, you know, mm-hmm. sort of like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you're
like
at
the Purple Onion used to be, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like when you go to a show and then Chris Rock jumps on stage and it's surprising and you're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting Chris Rock to be here. This is so awesome.
Yeah.
But then he's working on new material and so all of his jokes kind of suck.
Right.
But then you're like, well, I paid $10 to get in here, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Some of the going to see a celebrity is just getting to be close to them and see them
right.
in person.
You can reach up and touch their pant leg.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, anyways, let me do some edgy comedy. Here we go. Hit the music. That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Turn it up. All right. Nice and loud. That's right. You know what I do when I walk around with my boombox? I have it turned up real loud. And if anyone says anything, I'm like, hey, Grandpa, sorry. Not going to turn down my rock. Actually, maybe let's turn it down a little bit. I can't hear it enough.
Well, yeah, you're not trying to damage your ear.
Right, let's turn it down just to like a more reasonable volume. All right, guys, Hey, what's up, ladies and germs?
Hey!
You guys ready to have a good time? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what my three favorite things are. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But not in that order. Whoa! That's right. You know what? When society tells me to zig, I zag, okay? Some people...
Zig!
No, I'm gonna zag! Some people say I march to the beat of my own drum, but I'm not even marching anymore, okay? That's how I'm doing it. I'm more of a waltz guy, personally.
Okay.
Alright.
Outside, you're on the fringe.
Okay, let me tell you some about my craft as a comedian, okay?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay, as a comedian, even when I'm killing it on stage, which is every time.
What is killing it?
Lots of laughter.
Okay.
If there's one person in the crowd who's not laughing, I'm focused on that person the entire set. That's just how my brain works as a comedian.
Crazy.
I bet you've never heard a comedian say that before.
You're saying although you like performing on stage and that you seem comfortable, that you have certain insecurities that might even be what makes you, the source of your comedy is also a source of insecurities.
What's the deal with this traffic, guys? Drivers in San Francisco are the worst. Am I right?
Say that again.
What are you doing? You're just gonna turn left without signaling? Please, okay? Learn how to drive, San Francisco.
Oh man, I've had that thought. I just haven't been able to articulate.
Yep. There you go. Hey. Let me talk to you about something that's going on in the news right now. You heard about this Justin Bieber guy?
Yeah, he's a famous pop star.
I guess he's some sort of rapper or something. I'm not really sure. But I don't like his attitude, I'll tell you that much. You know, running around, getting DUIs. You know what I say when it comes to this Justin Bieber? Send him back to Canada, am I right? Am I right, people? He's Canadian. He doesn't need to be here. Oh.
A pretty hardline stance.
Yep. The Biebs. Hey, let me talk to you guys about something else. What's the deal with Subway, okay? You guys been to this Subway store? You go there, you get sandwiches. You ever heard of this Subway?
Yeah, I've been there.
Hey, where are you from?
New York City!
Oh, the Big Apple? More like the Big Asspull. Okay.
Hey! That's funny, though.
Oh, alright. Anyway, Subway. These sandwich shops are popping up everywhere. There's more Starbucks, more Subways than there are Starbucks nowadays. Anyways, hey, audience. You know what their motto is? It's eat fresh, quote-unquote. Eat fresh? Eat fresh my foot. You walk in there, they just have these big tubs of veggies that have probably been sitting out all day, okay? How is that fresh, huh?
Yeah, now that you mention it, that doesn't sound fresh at all.
Nope. You know, when it comes to eating fresh, this is how they should have it set up. They should have the veggies on the tree right there in the store. You want some bell pepper, they pull it off the bell pepper tree, they slice it off fresh. Now that's a fresh veggie. Anything else is pure BS.
Maybe they should make you president.
Yeah. I wish I ran the country. I'd tell them how things are done.
I'm starting to think that might not be such a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something else, Jesse. Or audience in general. You ever see these signs? You ever see these signs that say, no smoking within 20 feet of this building?
Yeah.
You know what I do? I take 19 paces to the right, and I light up my cigarette. Hello! You gonna stop me, you fascist? Didn't think so. Puff, puff, puff.
It's gotta be kind of a pain in the ass to measure it out each time.
Yep. Oh. I come with my yardstick. I measure it out by 19 feet. If anyone complains, I tell them to go F themselves.
And so many words, wow.
Yep.
You are not a man who...
I do what I want, when I want.
There's only so many ways to say.
And if you have a problem with that, well, that's just too bad.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
Edgy comedian out! All right. There we go. There we go, Jesse.
Well, always a treat having an edgy comedian in.
Oh, thank you.
He comes in, he tears society a new asshole, and he sews it back up, pops out the back door.
What? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Exactly. That doesn't.
I'm not a comedian myself. So.
Right. That does a number on the vocal cords. I tell you what.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I bet.
Oof. Well, I hope that
it's
really
gotta be hard for him.
Yeah, I hope that opened your eyes to the way society is run and other shit.
Maybe made me want to not be such a sheep, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you gotta do what you want, okay?
Yeah.
Any comedian who thinks that what they're doing is important.
I was watching YouTube videos, comedy videos the other day,
uh-huh.
And there was a video of Louis C.K., the comedian, on a talk show or something.
Uh-huh.
And the headline for the video was, "He might have the greatest brain in human history."
See, that's...
Oh, so you're a fan. Really? Better than fucking Isaac Newton's brain?
Or Thomas Edison? Or...
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty disgusting. Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
When the critics jump on board on a comedian...
Yeah, they really go hard.
It gets pretty ugly pretty quick. Like, Louis C.K., everyone's on board with him right now. And, everything he does, people are just like, oh my god.
It's gotta be so annoying for comedian friends of his.
Yeah, like I
must bother them so
I just
much.
Did like the same dick joke last week in front of 12 people, and a couple of people laughed, but the New York Times just wrote a 8,000 word essay on the brilliant mind, the beautiful mind of Louis C.K.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, it's a rough business.
I hope
out there.
None of my friends ever get famous. You know?
Yeah, they won't. Don't worry.
Wow.
But, comedy's a rough business, but I think with my edgy comedy angle, it'll be a hit in no time.
Yeah. I think you could do that.
So then
I think you might have one of the top 10 brains in human history.
Ooh, top 10, I'll take it.
Or him. Are we talking? Yeah. Okay.
Right,
you and the comedian are separate, right, Thomas?
What?
Those are separate people?
That's
just you doing comedy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sorry, the voice threw me off.
Yeah.
What, is there another person in the room? I'm closing my eyes.
Right, of course.
I forgot to say.
Jesse's eyes have been closed the entire podcast.
Yeah.
He's been very focused.
It's easy. You know, there's birds flying around. You can be distracting.
Right.
Doing the, podcast with eyes open, so.
Yeah.
That's how I've been doing it.
It's weird that I just have birds flying around in my apartment, but
yeah,
that's just...
It's like a fart station.
Yeah, that's
fly
just...
Fly in, perch.
Yep.
You have some spikes on your refrigerator to keep
I do,
from
yeah.
There.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, birds.
They've found pretty much every other surface.
Yep. Bird feces everywhere, but that's how I like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we should wrap it up there, Jesse. Should we take some listener phone calls real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, Engineer Mike, can you queue up some phone calls? What's that? Oh, I'm just getting word that we don't have any phone calls.
No.
And also, what's that? Ooh, I'm also getting word that we don't have an engineer in Mike. So, oops, that's my bad. That's, you know what? I'll take the fall for that one.
It's going to be tough.
Yep, that was poor preparation on my part.
Find a guy. That's okay.
I was confused by that wine bottle. I thought that was an engineer there, Mike.
Yeah, it could be a skinny guy.
Yeah. I came in the show with some weird energy today because I got my eyes dilated.
Right.
And I'm just now getting vision back. And I had a double shot espresso.
Wow.
Just before we started. And I don't know why I did that. I don't even like...
No, I had a coffee late in the day, too. It's, I don't know, I think it's just kind of wanting to do drugs in a way.
Yeah,
I
don't even...
do some drugs.
I don't drink coffee, but,
No?
Yeah, I just did
randomly. Yeah, healthy motherfucker.
I guess. Coffee's not bad for you.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
I just think people who drink coffee all the time probably have unhealthy lifestyles.
Yeah, they probably need it to get through their day.
Yeah.
And yeah. Let's see, do we have anything music related to say? yeah, there's some good albums out there. We played a couple good songs from them, and
yeah, I'll put more effort into researching songs this time.
No worries. I have a song that I want to play us out with, and it's a song by FA, which stands for Funk Artist.
Right. We've heard him before on the podcast. Yep.
And he came out with an album last year in 2013 called What's Understood Don't Gotta Be Explained. And I hope you understand that.
Wait. That checks out.
Yep, okay. And I will go ahead and say it was my favorite Kansas City rap album of 2013. So it was very good. And
explain why.
Okay. I wrote an 8,000 word essay about it. The man behind the microphone is not good. It was good. I don't know. It's just good. Okay.
Yeah.
So he put up a couple new songs off his next project. Something about killing rats or something. I don't know.
That's tight.
Yeah. And so here's one of the songs that has leaked. It's called Keep It Lit. So we will end the show with that. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Be sure and follow Jesse at @alcoholfan on Twitter. He hasn't deleted his Twitter account yet.
Still there, yeah, still alive.
So follow him now before he gets drunk and deletes it.
Screen cap it too. Make sure you screen cap each one because you never know.
Yep.
I'm gonna be yanked away from you.
I save every tweet you have and I put it in a special file. And
once I get my blog back, probably say goodbye to that shit.
Oh yeah. Are you ever gonna
keep up? It's hard to, you know, do it in other things at the same time.
Yeah, so Twitter's the only way people can connect with you right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, comments on the podcast.
Or just give them a call, really.
Yeah.
Be sure and subscribe to the show on iTunes. And stay tuned for more episodes. Me and Jesse got a consistent schedule going now, so more good stuff coming.
Yeah, get ready.
Yep.
At least twice a month we're busting these things out.
That's right.
Try and get them out.
Yep. And in all our free time, we're thinking about the podcast. So,
yep.
There you go. Quality product for you, the listener. And that's about it. I hope you have a lovely time on Valentine's Day. Tell your significant other her hair looks nice. And compliment
that's a good tip.
Her shoes.
Hey.
There you go. All right.
The end.
The end.
Slim little dude, but the can is so healthy. If I blame on him, nigga, Jesus can't help him. Better come correctly when talking to a mob stop. Pocket check, niggas pistol whoop a man pop him. Boy, I'm the truth, I don't fabricate Nathan. I don't do the club, I'm in the parking lot waiting. Bet my first victim be a nigga with some trues on. Pat his pockets and tell him run them jewels, homes. Move wrong, and that's all she wrote. I repo funds, buy guns and dope. The city's last hope, so I push this mob shit. Rep for the streets, nigga, fuck that swag shit. 30 bulging out from up under my white tee. Tell your man to calm down if he don't wanna get ice, G. More than likely, I'm high off cane. Should I be fucking with that dollar cut? He doing my thing, hey. I beg and keep it lit for the streets, bro. Confiscate shit, I'm a bully like Devo. Hot as the barrel on a fully when it's going off. You wanna knock down a pond, then holler at a boss. I bang and keep it lit for the streets, bro. Confiscate shit, I'm a bully like Devo. Hot as the barrel on a fully when it's going off. You wanna knock down a pond, then holler at a boss. Smooth criminal, get away with murder. Dead men don't speak and my lips is sealed. Clip filled to the brim, 30 sticks and drums. I ain't gotta yell it out, bro, they know where I'm from. Dumb niggas try me, slow niggas second guess me. I go at crunch time and milk they ass like Nestle. Bitch be my bestie, but give me neck. Little bitch, we run trains, little bruh got necks. Suckers try and flex, these K's got drums. Niggas slow and stupid or just plain dumb. Raised in the slums and looked up to my bro, so I learned firsthand how to cook and sell dope. Fake niggas get smoked, don't play no games. Get booked for 24, don't say no names. Niggas want fame, I'm only in it for the bread. I put a dot on your chest and hit you all in your head. It's mine. I bang and keep it lit for the streets, bro. Confiscate shit, I'm a bully like Debo. Hot as the barrel on a fully when it's going off. You wanna knock down a pond, then holler at a boss. I bang and keep it lit for the streets, bro. Confiscate shit, I'm a bully like Debo. Hot as the barrel on a fully when it's going off. You wanna knock down a pond, then holler at a boss.